We'll call this meeting to order with a pledge of allegiance followed by a moment of silence for our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Present.
Councilor Harris?
Here.
Councilor Mandler?
Present.
Councilor May?
Here.
Here.
Present.
Present. All accounted for. Item four, special presentations. At this time, I'd like to call Tom and Carol Howard forward from Good Times Motor Club.
Good evening, Mayor.
Good evening.
Town Council. Chief Blanchett, officers, lieutenant. I am here tonight representing the club members of the Good Times Motoring Club of Colchester, Connecticut. We are a group of car enthusiasts who host a monthly car cruise on the Colchester Town Green from April until September. We held our second annual truck Jeep show in June to raise money for donations to local police canine units. This year's show welcomed 57 vehicles. We also had sponsors who helped us to be able to pay for trophies, the green rental costs, and subsidize the remainder as a donation. I would like to take a moment to recognize and thank this year's local sponsors, TNS Lawn Care, Airtime Lawn Care and Snow Plowing, JDB Lawn Care, Bragdon's Auto Towing, Harlow and Stone Photography, and Ron and Son Lawn Care. We also received raffle item donations from Uncas Hill Quick Lube and Car Wash and Tom and Carol Howard. So on behalf of the Good Times Motoring Club, President Tom Howard, Treasurer Joe, and myself, and the rest of the club members, we are pleased to present a check for $500 each to both the Montville Police Canine Unit and Colchester Police Canine Unit. We look forward to an even more successful event next year. Also, on behalf of Tom, myself, our two daughters, Krista and Samantha, our two son-in-laws, and our seven grandchildren, the Howard family, we are pleased to we would like to present an additional personal donation of $250 to the Montville Police Canine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This time I'd like to call up Elizabeth Quidgen for a presentation.
So this is the first time I've had to speak, so thank you for having us. I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory on why we're here. So I was going through Facebook one day and it came up with Canine Barrett's patch. And I read a little bit of the backstory on that, and I wanted to learn more. So I had called one of my friends, Lisa, who sent me the whole article, and it made me mad. I'm going to cry. Well, so I carried on this anger for days, and I said, I have to do something positive. So I contacted Diane. And I said, hey, you know the gentleman that did some artwork for you by the name of David? Could you get in touch with him for me? She said, yes. So that ball got rolling on that. And then as I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, did I overstep my bounds? So I called one of my good friends, Jen and Joe Sangromano from Plainfield, and I talked to her and I said, do you think, this is what I want to do. Do you think I'm overstepping my bounds? And before I finished my sentence, it was, no, go ahead and do it. So as that's going, we're getting the ball rolling with that. I'm feeling better about myself because I needed to change my negative attitude into something positive. So then, as that's going, I said, oh, how are we going to get this to Officer Witz. I don't know him personally. Can't show up at the PD and just drop it off, right? So that's when I contacted the Montville Police Department, and we got the ball rolling with Chief Blanchett. So we're here today. So we all got together, and we wanted to give Officer Witz and his family something special. But we're going to give a little bit of background about the artist, David, and Diane's going to speak with that.
Thank you, everyone. I had a constant friend of mine who had done some canine portraits, and this is in his own words. David Halsmer got the idea to do his first police canine during National Police Week 2022. He wanted to do something for some random canine handlers. Although he knew zero about them, he just wanted to say there are people out there you don't even know that support you and the other officers. David did some social media searches and came across canine Jerry Lee, who had lost his leg in the line of duty, and Mattis, a Purple Heart awarded canine, and he knew those were the dogs he needed to paint. He had never met them, but he was compelled to use his artistic talent to show appreciation. Their kindness and appreciation for the pieces inspired David to continue so that he began painting more canines, with profits going to substitute funding for canines that lacked necessary equipment. As for Canine Barrett, David wept many times for the handler as he painted. He did not know him, but he could only imagine the pain and the loss of his best friend. It was awful that Barrett had to be put to sleep because he was protecting the citizens of the community and sustained life-threatening injuries. For David, it was such an honor for me to do this portrait of this hero. I only hope that this portrait of Barrett does him justice and that someday Officer Witz can look at this and remember all the great adventures they had together. And when we decided to ask David for a picture, Krista had taken a portrait of him, and he used her picture for the portrait. I am going to do my very best to get through this. I hate public speaking, and this is near and dear to my heart. My name is Krista Smith. I am a current Montville resident as well as the founder of Harlow's Heroes, a charity that supports retired canine units. I've also had the distinct honor of photographing Canine Barrett on multiple occasions. As you heard, one of these images was used for painting, for the painting being presented tonight. I have attended multiple events where Officer Witz and Canine Barrett have been honored for their accomplishments in their career, honors that are certainly well deserved. However, mine and my family's love for Canine Barrett didn't have much to do with his career accomplishments at all. While it's pretty awesome to know that we had one of the most decorated dogs in the state as our patrol dog, it was Canine Barrett's presence in the community that made Barrett feel a part of so many of our lives and got our younger generation excited about growing up and being a police officer. My son Weston included. Officer Witz, your love and dedication to community policing is what allowed so many of us to feel the immense love and loss of Canine Barrett. I would watch you stand there, sometimes for hours, as you would patiently answer questions at events from kids and adults alike, excited and eager to learn everything about Barrett, what he can do, what the job entails, your training together. Canine Barrett was the highlight at Montville Summer Camp. Going into schools and visiting classrooms, the farmers market, car shows, doing demonstrations at various events. The positive impact that you and Canine Barrett made is difficult to put into words and even more difficult to measure. Most kids, most families, don't get to know their town's patrol dog because they're only utilized as a tool. You utilize Barrett to not only make our town and surrounding towns safer, but to bring our community together because we all had one thing in common, our love for Barrett. Thank you for allowing the community to be a part of Barrett's life, for letting us all feel like he was our police dog, for making kids feel like superheroes because they knew Barrett. You were the perfect person to establish a patrol dog for our town, and I have no doubt that SAFE will be just as successful. We are thankful for the time and dedication that you and your family give our town for the betterment of it, and while we are devastated over the loss of Canine Barrett, I am confident that his legacy will continue on. Forever 9532.
with that, we would like to present Officer Witz a portrait of his canine, Barrett.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This time, is there any alterations to the agenda? Alterations. So an act to consider a motion to approve the regular minutes of July 10th and August 3rd, 2023.
So moved.
Motion made and second. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Item 7, executive session, to consider an act on a motion to enter into executive session for the purposes of interviewing candidates for the Nyanic River Watershed Committee and Southeastern Connecticut Water Authority. Discussion to include the town council and Mayor McDaniel.
Quick.
We have a motion made and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We are in executive session at 7:12.
Too quick.
Okay, the time is now 7:39. We're out of executive session. No votes were taken. At this time, we entertain remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit on items on the agenda. Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Last call for the public. Hearing none, moving on. Item 9, communications. You guys got a copy of the financial report, copy of the legal bills, and the audit planning letter, which is further down on the agenda, along with the thing from the superintendent of schools. Welcome the staff back to the schools.
August. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a couple questions on the financial report. I noticed there was some encumbrances that were overspent from the budget. I'd like to be able to inquire from the finance director the reason for those overages.
She is out. I believe
she's
on
not
vacation,
here.
So if you send an email maybe and
check
back.
I just want to make sure I
do it through the proper channels.
You can always do that, Counselor.
I just want to make sure.
Any other communications? Hearing none, reports from town attorneys on matters referred. Mr. Mayor.
None, sir.
Excellent. Remarks from the mayor, department heads. Mr. Mayor.
Briefly, and most importantly, we had our police graduation on July 19th, and our very own chief was the master of ceremonies and the leader of the local LEC council that ran the academy. And we welcomed officers Morris Serena and Hughes. We did execute a contract for the building official from the Council of Governments, and we still are employing Vern VC to work with him. it's still a very, very tenuous situation, and we may have to really look at possibly hiring somebody and putting them into training to get somebody, create our own, basically, you know, farm team to train up and go to classes and stuff. So I will look into that a little more, and hopefully we can get something to tarp and get that rolling, and I'm sure I could work that out with the union. It's appointed to the Working Group for the Taxation of Federally Recognized Nations, which is their new way of trying to take our personal property taxes away. We've had one meeting, which was the initial meeting, where they kind of laid out why they shouldn't be taxed. Their next meeting, they just moved their next meeting, and I forget what date it is, but it's a couple weeks into September.
Who's running that? I mean, what is the...
There's a couple senators and representatives on it. There's a representative from the Mashantucket, a representative from Mohegan. They had their attorneys. The tribes had their attorneys there. Mayor Fred Allen and I were appointed to it. The secretary of OPM is technically the chair of it. There are Zoomed. I can send you the link if you want to watch the next Zoom meeting of it.
More fact-finding, or is it more...
They're supposed to be fact-finding and then come up with a recommendation to the General Assembly by December 31st or something like that. And my attitude is just, if you're going to take it away, you better make it up somewhere else. So that's the stance we're going to continue to take. We've had a couple of meetings with some companies from offshore wind that are looking to see how Montville may fit into that mix. The positive thing about Montville is, as Mr. Pena said, and I don't think I'm violating from executive session, we are very located very, very well geographically. So there may be a landing point issue for the town to benefit from that at some point. So we're going to continue to listen to people who come in with the plans from that, including Eversource. And we had our Cook Tower pre-construction meeting because all the money has been approved by the state to move forward with that. So the contract has been awarded, and construction will be starting shortly on that. That's all I have to say.
Very good. Department heads, Chief, anything? No? All right. Moving on, reports from standing committees. Town's rules and procedures.
We have two updated job descriptions that are in the further down in the agenda. That's all.
All right. Finance, the audit letter's on the agenda. There's nothing new. And Public Works, the bridge on Moxie Road is getting closer to getting completed. And hopefully we'll finish up the paving this summer.
Let me ask you a question on Public Works. Yes. Town dock, I don't know if that's the right spot. Is that getting close to going out for bid?
I believe it is. We signed the last MOU about 2 weeks ago, right, for the town dock?
The paperwork is still getting signed for the final final grant stuff. So
yeah. Getting there. All right. Reports.
One other question on that. Yep. Pavilion, the large pavilion, did that end up going out to bid?
Does not.
Columns?
Nope. Nope. Carlson's supposed to check back with the town attorney, and he's been on vacation for 17 days. So.
Town attorney?
I'm sorry, the town engineer. Yes, town engineer. Any other questions? Hearing none. Reports on special committees. Councilor Bunnell, Library, and Parks and Rec.
The Library Committee did not meet, and I don't have an update on their projects, but I believe they've gone out to bid and they're nearing completion on that to get that started. The Firefighters Relief Committee met on July 24th, and the Montville Company Number 1 had 10 stipends. Company 2, Mohegan, had 7 stipends. And Chesterfield Company 3 had 3 stipends and 2 tax abatements for March, January through March, and 2 stipends and 2 tax abatements for April through June. Oakdale Company 4 had 6 stipends and 8 tax abatements. The Parks and Rec Commission met on 19th, and we started off with some heavy discussions from the public regarding the dance room at Fair Oaks Community Center. Montville Community Center. Let's see. There was 11 comments made from general public regarding the dance room, and there were multiple letters that were presented in identifying some of the safety concerns for the dance room, trying to enlarge it and correct the floor. There was discussion on the large pavilion, and at that time they were under the impression it was going to go out to bid for the structure repairs and the painting, but apparently that hasn't gone yet. There was discussion on the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, and as of July 19th, there was 350 people that were using the courts. So it's very popular, and it was a good thing. There was discussion on the MOAs for the agreements with the Montville Youth Sports, and that was tabled to next month's meeting. There was discussion on the community center name change, and there was no decisions made on it. There was a lot of discussion about the need for the name change, and I see that that's on the agenda tonight. On the improvements to the dance room, there was a motion made to support the repairs that needed to be done there, and that was unanimous. Discussion on the return of the Men's League Softball League also. That's it.
Thank you. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Social Services, and Nonprofits.
Lucky and no meetings.
Nice. Excellent.
Everybody's on vacation. The whole town.
Mr. Mandler, WPCA and ad hoc for COVID-19.
On the WPCA, we attended the resignation of one of the commissioners, and also we had some discussion on the Stony Brook repairs, and hopefully that's going out very quickly to get repaired to try to mitigate any catastrophe that could happen. And the COVID-19 impact study, I sent out three requests from non-town agencies for an accountant on the appropriations that were given to them, and they have until the 18th to respond.
Very good.
Can I ask Councilor Mandler, a question on the Stony Brook. Now, I know that's the water supply for Norwich, right?
I believe so.
Is there something damaged or what was?
Well, the infrastructure on it is rotting, and if it falls, they're all going to break. And the one major concern was the actual sewage going right into the Stony Brook.
It's the pipe at Massapequa.
Yeah.
It's not up at the...
Where about the PD, that little bridge there.
Okay. Yeah, the little bridge next to the...
Oh, PD. Stony Brook, the brook,
yeah.
Not the reservoir.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Got me scared there, because I was like, what are we doing with that? Thank you.
Councilor May, Conservation Commission.
Yeah, we had a meeting last time. It was a very good meeting. We're asked to start looking. There was a lot of interest. The mayor has asked us to start looking at kind of getting a garden club together, a private group of people. So we had a couple meetings, and we got some citizens that are interested in getting that moving forward. So more to come on that. It'll be a, you know, private, nonprofit type group, and to take care of some of the gardens at the town hall, different conservation center, public safety, those areas. So we just, and then we did another 60 feet of bog logs out at the conservation, so got the walking path in good shape. So, and that's really it.
Very good. Councilor Ricks, Board of Ed, Farmers Market, and Planning and Zoning.
So as you know, convocation is the 28th at the high school. You got your invitation from Superintendent Palin. The first day of school is the 30th. Tomorrow night is cruise night at Farmers Market. Previously was postponed due to rain. So pray there's no rain, because it's usually a huge turnout of the classic cars, and the farmer's market really does really well on those nights. Planning and zoning, there will be a public hearing on the 22nd about the prohibiting of an additional marijuana dispensary or hybrid. So that public hearing, I believe, is at 6:30, maybe not, but I will let you know. But that hopefully is well attended. It has been advertised and reported on from the Patch and the Day and the radio.
All right. Council Yuknik, EDC, Public Safety and Youth Service Bureau.
Nothing to report from the EDC, and the Youth Services Bureau is on summer break. But the Public Safety Commission, the Police Department, reported they handled 880 calls for service last month and issued 86 citations. The Fire Marshal's Office did 48 inspections and one fire investigation. The four different fire departments are submitting all their numbers separately now, so it's a little confusing, and a couple of them didn't get them in on time, so I don't have a full report on that. But before I yield back, I want to talk about the dance floor issue that Councilor Bunnell touched on. That was supposed to be on the agenda tonight for us to think about fixing it, but we got estimates. One of the estimates is for the actual, there's a special kind of dance flooring that they use that has padding and whatever, and the problem is the floor that's there now is asbestos, so we can't break it up, we can't drill into it, we can't nail into it, so whatever we put down has to float over the top of it, so it has to be a special thing. It can't be like wood floor that you nail down. So one of the estimates we got was for the right stuff. The other estimate we got was just for ordering the right stuff online and having it show up and then somebody else put it in. And then the third estimate was just for laminate flooring. So rather than come here and compare apples to oranges to bananas, I want to take another month to try to get three estimates of the same thing so we can make an informed decision and have all our facts in a row. The problem I'm finding is not a lot of flooring companies deal with that specific flooring for dance floor stuff. It's kind of specialized and uses specialized equipment. So it's a little tough, but I am working on it.
Good. Item 14, appointments and resignations. A, to consider act on a motion to waive the waiting period for appointments. Rule 14C of the Town Council Rules of Procedures for the Niantic River Watershed and Southeast Connecticut Water Authority.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item B, to consider act on a motion to appoint William Pinias to the Southeast Connecticut Water Authority with a term to expire on August 14th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Item C, to consider act on a motion to appoint Nathan Herman to fill a vacancy on the Niantic River Watershed Committee with a term to expire February 12th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving on. Item D, to consider act on a motion to accept the resignation of Brian Quinn from the Water and Sewer Commission effective August 7, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion?
I just want to thank him for his service.
Yeah, Brian Quinn was, I was on the, when I was on there, he was, did a really good job. It's just sad to see him go.
We do. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There is no unfinished business. Item 16, moving on to new business. Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the revised posted description for the social service specialist as recommended by the town's Rules and Procedures Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion? I have two things to, one is a question, one is a suggestion. Under supervision exercised, would we not put volunteers into there? Doesn't she oversee volunteers that are in there?
They do oversee volunteers.
Without, yeah, so should we have that? It says supervision exercised and it says none.
I don't have it in front of me, Mr. Chairman, so I'll take your...
Doesn't the director do that?
Well, I'm assuming so, but I'm just saying that usually the social service person is in the building by themselves and she's dealing with volunteers, so...
Well, hold on, whatever. Not
come on up.
I think they want to ask you the question. I don't know. What.
Yeah. So the question is, does she exercise any supervision over the volunteers? Okay. Do we want to add that then? Just instead of none?
I don't have an issue with that. I mean, there's a history.
I think there's an issue with calling it supervision because then it ends up under the MAME auspices. Right. So I think they just direct the activities of supervision remains with Kathy.
Okay. I think you need to say,
the supervision is going to remain with Kathy as a director. The supervision isn't going to be done by the specialist, really. I mean, it's going to be done with under the supervision of the director.
Yeah, it's not a leadership role. Is it a leadership role?
No.
Not per se.
No. Then I would
say I just know I've been in there, and she's had volunteers, so I just questioned it.
I understand your question, but I think it gets legal when you put that supervision word in.
So the question's been answered. And then my other suggestion is that on both of these things here, where it says any combination of experience deemed sufficient by the town of Montville, who is the town of Montville, what's the town of Montville, I think it should say the mayor and or department head as another contract, because there's no... Am I okay to say okay because I'm part of town of Montville?
We had some heavy discussions on the term Montville, and Montville means the general government.
Well, we are part of the general government, or legislative body, but we shouldn't be telling them if they're qualified or not. It should be the mayor or the department head. So
he acts under the general supervision of the town, and it would be him that would consider what those qualifications are. He's in Montville.
Well, I get that, but it doesn't say the mayor. It says the town of Montville.
Can I just add to that, if you don't mind? Mm-hmm. What was there before was deemed sufficient, satisfactory by the director, and it was too restrictive. So the town attorney opened that up to say the town of Montville, which really refers to the hiring authority, which is the mayor, and really what that allows for, so that he or she can get as much input that's appropriate. They have to reach out to perhaps a consultant, even though the director would have a lot of weight into that job description. It gives the opportunity for others that might have perspective. So before, where it was restrictive, now it opens it up so that the town of Montville, meaning the mayor, can weigh in.
Well, I mean, so why can't we put the mayor and or department head or just the mayor?
Because yeah, this was under the suggestion or the guidance of the town attorney, that language.
Okay, we have other job descriptions that says the mayor and or department heads. I'm just trying to ask why we can't have that. I don't know who the town of Montville is. It's not clear. So who can waive this?
Well, the other ones can come up under revision then. But this,
well, I'm going to make a motion to amend this to the mayor and or department heads. Is there a second to that?
Second.
All right.
Discussion on that.
Yep, absolutely.
This is written under the guidance and suggestions of the town attorney. That term was his idea. Pretty simple.
Okay.
Well, so the town attorney.
So he made a suggestion. I'm making one.
I'm under the understanding that the town of Montville, who is that? Nowhere in the charter, ordinances, or anything says it's the mayor or the department head. I just want to make sure that when we do interview, hire, fire, whatever, that it's done through a tunnel instead of a broad view, so we don't end up in legal consequences later.
We've avoided that by having his opinion and him change the wording or suggested the wording to say the town of Montville. We've already done that.
We've also had job descriptions for 20 years that says the mayor can substitute for experience.
Sure, revise them. They weren't up for revision.
Are you saying that this is the only job description that says the town of Montville, or are there others?
No, this is these two new ones here both
right.
have it.
But every other job description.
I can't speak for everyone. I just know several other
ones. I don't think we're ready to vote on this. Is there any rush to vote on this tonight?
No, I mean,
we do need to get this position higher.
No, it's really just a formality. I mean, if the attorney says afterwards, if we vote to add that, and the attorney looks at it and said, hey, you put yourself in jeopardy, we bring it back and we fix it. So whatever you guys want to do, let's just move on. We're just wasting so much time on that. We have more important things to get onto.
All right, so the vote is for the amendment. We'll do roll call vote on the amendment.
Oh, so meeting's over.
Medicine.
So the first vote will be
So this is on the amendment. This is to add mayor and or department head.
Okay.
Opposed.
Sorry. Councilor Perrin?
Favor.
Councilor Mandler?
Favor.
Councilor May?
I'm only going to oppose just because I think the town attorney had a reason to do that. But
Councilor
Ricks?
Favor.
Councilor Eaton?
Favor.
Favor. So it's 5-2. So now the motion is for the entire revised thing, which is this job description with that new thing. The roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
I think I'll go favor now.
Councilor Mandler?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor.
Councilor
Ricks?
Favor.
Favor. A little fun up here.
All right, 7-0, motion passed. Whew. Next item is...
You're just going to still check with the town attorney. I know you'll be talking to him just to make sure.
I will give him a call tomorrow.
Thank you. Get back
to Lenny. Next one is Town of Moffitt hereby resolves to review and approve the revised position description for the zoning and wetlands officer recommended by the town's administration rules and procedures and standing committee. Councilor Yupnik, opposed.
So moved.
Motion made, second.
Second.
Discussion. Once again, the same change.
I second the motion.
Do you want to just keep the original motion with this one change?
Yeah.
Does that make everybody okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Say it again.
We're just going to keep the motion with the one change in there. Okay. The original motion, so amending it. So we have the motion on the table to review, to approve this with that one change. Any other discussion? Any other discussion? Hearing none. Roll call vote.
Councilor Brunel.
Favor.
Councilor Perrin.
Favor.
Councilor Mandler.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Councilor Ricks.
Favor.
Councilor Eastman.
Favor.
Councilor
Brunel. Favor. 7-0. Motion passed.
See how easy it is.
Moving right along. Town of Moffitt hereby resolves that Mayor Ron McDaniel be hereby authorized to execute a contract for 420 units of foot care for seniors totaling $11,999.40 between the Town of Moffitt and the Senior Resource Agency, Aging Incorporated, and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second. Second. Any discussion?
You'll see a few tonight.
Could they give it 60 more cents to make it 12 grand? Really?
Mr. Chairman. Turn off age.
Mr. Chairman and councilors, you'll see a few on here that Kathy's been working very hard on to get. There'll be one or two new ones. The mental health we did get back this year. So, and, you know, thanks to the COVID committee and the councilors, that's going along. It's being used, that the money that we put towards mental health for our seniors and veterans is being used up.
The next four items are all the same thing. It's all grants that the town receives. So.
And I think we portioned money out in the finance committee when we did the budget. I remember seeing the mental health units and stuff in there.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion? None. Roll call vote.
Hold on. Can I ask, what is 420 units of foot care? What does that mean?
It's for diabetes.
It's a number of services. I think it's 420 visits or 420 patients. Or
Oh, it's medication?
No. It's actual people. Patient or visits or whatever they...
You get your
For visits to the doctors.
Somebody has.
Oh, okay.
That's for both feet too.
They have to go to a.
So it's about 840.
Some of it would be for your the nail
podiatrist
to come in to look at, you know, people with diabetes and
Okay. Ow.
I'm assuming each unit probably has a dollar amount to it. So if they come down for a day, it's probably three units or something, like for 3 hours or something. I'm assuming.
It's a standard equation that the senior resources place divvies out the money that way. So,
any more discussion? Hearing none, moving along. Roll call vote.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0, motion passed. Item D, the Town of Moffitt hereby resolves that the Mayor Ron McDaniel be here and hereby is authorized to execute a contract for 1,620 units of medical transportation services for the seniors totaling $24,526.80 between the Town of Moffitt and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging Incorporated, and further to approve the Mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second. Made second. Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilor Brunel.
Favor.
Councilor Perrin.
Favor.
Councilor Mandler.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Favor. 7-0. Item E, the Town of Moffitt hereby resolves that Mayor Ron McDaniel be and hereby is authorized to execute a contract for 3,744 units of mental health counseling for the seniors totaling $22,464 between the Town of Moffitt and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging Incorporated, and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Favor.
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 Favor. Motion passed 7-0. Item F, the Town of Moffitt hereby resolves that Mayor Ron McDaniel be hereby is authorized to execute contract for support for the Homemakers Program for seniors totaling $18,200 between the Town of Moffitt and the Senior Resource Agency on Aging Incorporated, and further to approve the mayor to execute any and all documents that may be necessary.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Only a nice even dollar amount. Roll call vote.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Motion passed. Item G. The town of Montville.
Don't read that whole thing.
Do you not need to read this? Okay. So item G is the town of Montville to adopt the hazardous mitigation plan as addressed here in
the town clerk's too?
Yes, it's on file. It's out front here. If anybody has a copy of it, you can feel free to read it. Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Want to touch base on that real quick, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, this just allows us to be access FEMA grants and things for sustainability and any kind of flooding impact things.
Excellent. Any other questions?
I would love to see you read that.
It's very fast. Roll call vote.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Motion passed. Item H, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Ron McNeil to execute the agreement between the Town of Montville, between the Town of East Lyme and the Town of Montville concerning private duty assignments. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Assume this is for police services?
Yeah, so this is in addition to the regular mutual aid that we have. This allows us to specifically assist them with things like road jobs and whatnot, because right now they're facing a severe shortage because of all the construction on 95.
We still do it with Colchester?
We do. And we have specific written agreement with Colchester as well.
Any comments, questions? Mr. Mandler.
Do we have a cutoff line where we don't leave ourselves short? Something in the...
Yeah, I mean, obviously we manage our manpower.
I'm sure there is, but I just want to make sure.
Yep. Chief's all over it.
This dollar for dollar?
Got to figure that part out.
This is dollar for dollar? Do we make any money on it, or just...
We make our regular rate on it. It's...
My only concern is, I know the police officers will be paid well, but what about wear and tear on the equipment? Because a lot of those vehicles are just sitting there running with their lights on. Does that cover the wear and tear on the vehicles?
He's deferring.
Because we do go through a lot of vehicles in this town, trust me.
You should wear out.
You just jinxed us. You just jinxed Dave.
That's what I'm saying. The part of the fee is exactly like when we have contractors that work in the town of Montville. It's the same pay rate scale, which is our right. pay rate plus the town's percentage, which covers insurance and vehicle. It covers all that.
Good. That is to make sure.
We bill the company in East Lyme or Colchester the same as we do if they work in Montville.
I just want to make sure we're covering whatever that wear that. Gas, wear and tear.
So effectively, it's dollar for dollar.
Yes, the town has they have everything in place as if they were working for town. And to answer your question before, Councilor Mandler, we farm out the jobs in Colchester or East Lyme. Mm-hmm. But if we get them in our town and we can't man them, we pull from them to take care of our town first.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask you, that's reciprocal from them to us.
I'm sorry?
It's reciprocal from them to us, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
so much.
Any more questions, comments, suggestions?
I just point out that the Town of East Lyme Board of Selectmen did pass it already, and we're just doing the same.
Excellent. Yeah, I saw a car in East Lyme working a construction job the other day.
Very good. Roll call vote.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Motion passes. Oh, item I. Town of Montville hereby resolves to replace the sign at 836 Chesterfield Road, Oakdale, with either Fair Oaks, home of Montville Youth Service Bureau and Parks Rec Annex, or Fair Oaks Community Center. Who would like to make a motion on which one?
So moved. For the Fair Oaks, home of the Montville Youth Service Bureau.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Wait a minute. What's the motion?
The motion is to do the first one. Fair Oaks, home of Montville Youth Service Bureau and Parks and Rec Annex.
There's an ordinance on record that when they moved the classification of Fair Oaks as a school to a town building, the ordinance identified the building as Montville Community Center.
Not the one that was presented to us. It identifies it as Fair Oaks, which is why the lawyer said it had to have Fair Oaks still in it, unless we changed that ordinance.
Well,
John Chase brought that ordinance forward.
Wasn't there a referendum on whether or not it was going to be called the Community Center?
Yes, that failed.
But the community center said Montville Community Center.
Right, so and it shouldn't have.
I think we should keep the name as Montville Community Center, but it should say, if you want to refer to it as Fair Oaks, I understand that. There's some history there as Fair Oaks. So it should be Montville Community Center at Fair Oaks. home of youth services and home of Parks and Rec.
Nice ring to it. I like that ring.
I mean, if you look at the sign.
Well, that's pretty much what the sign says now. It says Montville Community Center, home of Parks and Rec and Montville
Youth Services. But it doesn't refer to Fair Oaks. Right, and I understand the need.
Kind of the problem. We need to have Fair Oaks on it because that's what the ordinance says.
So the issue I have with it being called a community center was a community center did fail in referendum in the past. Also, nothing about Fair Oaks is a community center. You can't go in there and use it unless you contact Parks and Rec or you contact the Monthly Youth Service Bureau.
Right.
So if you don't have any, you know, you can't say, I want to meet with my buddies and have coffee in the community room. You can't because it's the Monthly Youth Service Bureau room. You can't go in there and play basketball because the wrestling is there or gymnastics is or whatever else they use in there. It's not a community center. It is a Parks and Rec and Montville Youth Service building, period. Like, that's what it's used for. It's not used for anything else for the community. That's my reason against it. You can agree or disagree. I'm just letting you know why I put the motion forward to have it called Home of Montville Youth Service Bureau and Parks and Rec Annex.
Well, Mr. Mendler's next.
I threw the chair... brought this up only for the simple fact that we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever, to try to limit our exposure to our youth by SROs, et cetera, two extra police officers, et cetera. But here we are going to call it a community center when it's not a community center. You can't go in there for anything other than youth services things unless you have prior authorization through Parks and Recs, whatever, and nothing in this is other than changing a name, which I think is prudent, and not calling it a community center, so everybody brings themselves there saying, oh, let's do this, let's do that, when all there is youth in there that we have spent money on protecting. So when I first moved to town a few years ago, oh, and I said it to the chairman. I go, oh, the community center. He goes, that's not a community center. That's what it says. So I was going to go there and get some services. And all it is youth services and here and there Parks and Rec functions. So I think it's prudent that we protect our youth that we've been doing for the last 2 years. With what's going on in the world today, it's time to change our thinking. To be honest with you, I'm all for Councilor Ricks's recommendation.
Mr. Mack,
I'm just kind of I'm not really concerned, but we're coming up on the election, and that's a voting place. Is that going to, because it last time we changed the voting location, it messed everybody up quite a bit.
That can go into November.
We're not changing any location of voting.
No, but the name change can be reflected into after November. We can make that happen tonight. We can add that in. If you want to do that, if there's an ordinance that says it has to be Fair Oaks, because I'm not for name changes, you know I am, because we could have changed this to Uncasville Town Hall. But I'm not for it, but it's black and white. If there's an ordinance that says it has to be Fair Oaks, it has to be Fair Oaks. If there is an ordinance...
The ordinance says it as a community center. The ordinance identified it as the Montville Community Center. And if I'm not mistaken, we have gotten grants under the name of the Montville Community Center.
Am I right
on that?
Yeah, I thought that was something that was going to be researched a little bit. But when Mayor Jaskowitz was in, there was a Tiger grant, I think, that was... because they had the big sign out there because it was federal money through through George Courtney's office, I think, to begin the conversion of it or restoration of it to begin the process of making it into a community center.
Right.
And that's when they set up the building committee and all that.
So would we be missing?
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it said in the grant application. I don't. The
ordinance that Mr. Chase brought forward, unless there's something different that's out there that we don't know about, just calls it Fair Oaks. This is just changing the sign. So technically, by ordinance, it's just called Fair Oaks.
So the only thing we're doing tonight, I mean, we're making a really long name.
We are. Well, actually, it's not much. It's actually shorter than what's on there now.
Why no? Why don't we just call it Fair Oaks?
That was an option, but...
Can I throw this out there? Insurance is paying for the sign, right?
Right.
And you can change it to whatever you want later on, right? I mean, it's just the sign in front of the building right now.
Well, it's just
I don't think anybody, most people, you know, some people call it Fair Oaks, some people call it Community Center, some people call it Youth Services. I've heard it called everything.
Well, that's kind of, we're replacing the sign. That's why this kind of came about. It's like, all right,
I discussed this with the director for youth services, and she was the one that suggested it be continued to be named Montville Community Center at Fair Oaks. That's the only change in the sign.
Why don't we just maybe get a...
We also brought it to Parks and Rec, and they said whatever we choose, what they were having, they didn't care. So I don't care. That's why it's here to put it to a vote.
So yeah. my thought is this, and I agree with Councilor Ricks, it's really not truly a community center. And the youth services people report that a lot of times the public comes there looking for Parks and Rec annex, thinking they can do Parks and Rec business, sign up for stuff there, and they really can't. Then they have to be sent to the town hall to get that taken care of. So I think a simple solution is, if it's got to be called Fair Oaks, just call it the Fair Oaks facility. And it doesn't have to be the home of anything. You three words on the sign and call it a day. I mean, it used to be the Fair Oaks school. It could be the Fair Oaks facility or the Fair Oaks building. It's just Fair Oaks.
It's Fair Oaks. It's got to be Fair Oaks.
It's Fair Oaks.
Community Center at Fair Oaks.
Well, I think that's what Colleen was saying.
But
the biggest problem that I think that we all don't want to make it think, we want this to be changed after November. The sign will go up after November, so we don't want to confuse people. And you know, if you guys have some points, everybody has some points here tonight about the sign. I mean,
I'm more confused than anybody.
I just reiterate, I think it's a safety thing. You know, community center, everybody flocks there, and we're protecting our youth everywhere else but that building where all our youth are after school.
Well, they're still protected. It's a secure building. It's still locked up.
Yeah, it's a secure building.
No, no, I'm just saying, people go there, just like a few councils reiterated, to look for things to be done, whatever, and it's not a community center.
We're currently looking to get a porta potty because so many people are using the new playground, but they want to go in the building to use the bathroom, and they can't. So,
yeah, we should have a porta potty.
But again, you're saying community center, but you can't use the bathroom.
How about just the Fair Oaks Center instead of community center? Three words, simple.
The motion's on the table. Vote yes or no. I don't care. The motion is basically to call it.
Is Councilor you adding that to it or not?
What's that?
Are you adding that? You making a motion to add that?
Well, we have a motion on the table already to accept the. What is it?
The first one.
The first one.
Fair Oaks, Home of Montville Service Bureau, Parks and Rec.
So we have. I imagine we have to vote on that first.
The only change is basically Fair Oaks, because currently it says Community Center, Home of Montville Parks and Rec, and Youth Service Bureau. So just taking community service off, changing it back to Fair Oaks, which is what their ordinance is.
Councilor Bunnell, what did you want it to say, or what do you think it should say?
I'm saying that the wording on the sign as it exists today, but under Montville Community Center, Home of Fair Oaks. Not Home of, at Fair Oaks.
The only thing we're adding is Fair Oaks then.
Yeah. You're still identifying it as Fair Oaks. It's Montville Community Center at Fair Oaks. That's what Barbara Lockhart was suggesting.
But the sign doesn't say that Fair Oaks now.
No. It only says Montville Community Center. It says Montville Community Center because we're getting grants under that.
Okay.
So, you know what? Vote it down,
yeah,
whatever it is. All I'm saying now is just the sign cannot be changed to after November. You know what, you guys want to vote it down, up and down, sideways, I don't care. The sign cannot be changed after November. Correct? Everybody's in agreement with that? That sign will remain.
It's not part of the motion.
I just have a question. How are we getting grants to a community center that we don't have? If we're getting grants, they're going to the Youth Service Bureau.
We got hundreds of thousands of dollars for the community center. Colleen, that
but it doesn't exist. It's a sign.
But it is a community center.
It was a school.
We've been working towards.
I understand it was a school.
It was to build it out as a community center. That was what they got the money for under that Tiger
Building. The building codes restricted it to a certain amount of changes while it was a school, and to get it converted to a community center,
which the public voted down.
No, but they still had to get a change of occupancy, and they still, while they voted down the referendum for the $1 million upgrades, they still got. I want to say it was over $250,000, $300,000 for renovations.
Through the facade.
So if we change
to start conversion to a community center.
If we change the sign that got run over at the carnival to, you know, Blanchett's playground.
That's not an option.
Then we're going to lose our grant.
I'll go with that. Second.
Like, that's what I'm not understanding. If it once was...
No, one grant.
Right, excuse me. If it once was called something, but it's still serving the same purpose, we would lose our grant?
I don't think...
Like, just like if you change the name of a road?
I think the rub is that it was classified as a town building, as a community center, for grants. We got grants
But that's not changing.
I'm just letting you know the history of why.
All right, we're going to move the motion. It's taking too long. Roll call vote.
Mr. Chairman, can we
He moved
can
the
we
question. You can't discuss it.
What?
When somebody asks for when
well,
you
move I
the
wanted
question.
To just say something.
For clarification, this is to vote for.
Go ahead.
To vote for Fair Oaks, home of Montview Service Bureau and Parks and Rec Annex. Roll call vote.
Councilor Bunnell.
Opposed.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
Councilor Mather.
Favor.
Councilor May.
I'm going to oppose it.
Councilor Ricks.
Favor.
Opposed.
Favor. 4-3. Sign gets changed after November. All right.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Can we add in that the sign will not be changed
he
after the...
That's what he just said.
On the record.
Thank you.
Well, what happens in November?
He's worried about people getting confused. And
it's a joke.
There.
I know.
He knows. He knows. He's like... He even put his glasses down a
little bit. Item J, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to acknowledge receipt of the Governance Communication Audit Planning Letter from the auditors Stephen Gross and Clifton Larson Allen, LLP.
So moved.
Motion made second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Sorry, disregards the roll call.
Oh.
I got excited. Roll call vote. Favor.
Councilor Kerr.
Favor.
Councilor Mandler.
Favor.
Councilor
May. Favor.
Councilor
Rick.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor, 7-0. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. You got time. Hearing none, remarks from councilors. We'll start this side. Mr. Mandler.
I just want to thank everybody for their attention this tonight. And hope we keep moving forward.
Thank you, Mr. Yuknik.
I have nothing today, sir.
Ms. Ricks.
I know they've all left, but I was very moved by the presentations today. I think it's a true testament to Officer Witz and Cameron Barrett that, you know, this happened, you know, over a month ago, and you're continuing to see the outpouring of support from the community. And I'm really, I really was moved by it. And thank you guys.
It was very, very good presentation from both sides. Mr. May.
Yeah, I too was. I'll use Councilor Rick's moved. I was taken by surprise because I saw it on the agenda, but I didn't know it was that. And I was really impressed that citizens took it amongst themselves to do a portrait at a car club in Colchester. Gave us extra donations, 500 plus, 200 plus. That's something there. So I'm really, really pleased to see that. I'm really glad that I was surprised.
Mr. Karen.
I'll second what the both counselors have both said, and now.
Ditto, Roger.
Ditto.
Mr. Bunnell.
I want to thank the Good Times Motoring Club for their donations to the K-9 program. Very important. I know a lot of effort went into between here and Colchester and the raising of the money. Good Times Motoring Club has always been something favorable to the town. I also want to thank Elizabeth Gwidgen, and Krista Smith and Diane Nolan for their efforts for the K-9 Barrett portrait. Officer Witz and K-9 Barrett are relatively a short time in town, and they had such an impact in the town, and to have their portrait in the building is going to be something very honorable, and I want to thank them.
Good. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo the comments of all of you with regards to that nice presentation for K-9 Barrett. Thank you all for passing everything that was on the agenda tonight, and I'm glad we got through that last item.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion 8:25. Have a good night.
Let me stop it.
Once you make it, you have to go.
get a vote.
Oh, no.
You just get as a chair. You just say,
yes, I'm doing my job.
Say, yeah. Ow. It's really that. Yeah, you,